Welcome to the Extra Business Edition podcast with Ted Robertson. The Extra Business Edition is a production of the KRDO Network. And now, Ted Robertson.
Good morning. We've all made it to Friday. Congratulations. I hope you all had a wonderful week. Special edition that's going to happen every month now. It's the SBDC live edition of the Extra Business Edition. I am your host, Ted Robertson, and I'll be co-hosting once a month with Aiktha Markoulier, who is the executive director of the Pikes Peak Small Business Development Center and my favorite dynamo. Good morning, Aiktha.
Good morning, Ted.
Aiktha, I want to linger here for just a moment to talk about this new thing, this partnership that we've formed. There is so much happening in the business community, the world of business and commerce and everything else that goes, to keep the economy humming. And the SBDC has a very deeply integral role in that. So what did we decide to do here? How do you want to describe this?
Well, I think there's been a longstanding relationship between our office and KRDO for one reason alone, is that it's all about the stories of our community. It's all about the stories of our small businesses, because the stories are what helps others and learning from one another. And, I think they speak very loudly to what businesses need or what are going through. And so what we're doing here on SBDC Live is we're going to tell some stories, right? And we're going to talk to businesses and experts on what they're doing to support the business community.
And the resources are rich and deep and broad and many. And sometimes mm-hmm. it can get all knotted up. And that's what I love about these conversations that we're going to have, Aiktha, is that we're going to untie knots, bust myths, organize things, make them clear, steer people in directions that will help their businesses. And that leads me to this next. One of the people that we're going to be talking to, we're talking to two folks this morning. First, Dr. Sean Murray, Chief Operating Officer at Information Systems Security Association, who leads the Pikes Peak SBDC Cyber Training for Small Business Owners. Another person we're going to talk to is Megan Lytle. She's a small business owner of Lytle Electric. And a year ago, we were talking to Megan, having gone through the process with the Better Business Bureau, another partner of the SBDC and a great friend to KRDO and the business community, of course, and how the process of going through becoming a contender for an Excellence in Customer Service Award transformed her thinking. And a year later, her business is growing and it's thriving, and it's a wonderful thing to witness. Aiktha, would you like to introduce Megan?
I would love to introduce Megan Lytle. I'm so excited for these two people today because they work so hard on their businesses and in the area of cybersecurity. Megan Lytle is a small business owner. She's an entrepreneur. She's the owner of Lytle Electric. She has worked very hard on her business, is completely engaged with the community as well, which I just adore about businesses who care about community. But she worked hard with the SBDC, and she has gone through a lot of programming, and today we're going to talk about cyber. So, Megan, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
And then Dr. Sean Murray, somebody who plays a very key and critical role on the cyber side of things. Cyber, so important. It has to be a part of a business's DNA anymore.
Yes, and so Dr. Sean Murray is our lead cybersecurity consultant, and there's a reason for that. And, he doesn't like talking about himself. So what I'm going to say is he represents not only our local community, serves on several programs and boards, but also represents us and our cyber community internationally. Sean knows more than anyone the importance of cybersecurity for the small business. Sean?
Well, thanks, Aiktha and TJ. You kind of hit it on the head. So today, when we think of where we're at in 2020, 80% of a business, and it doesn't matter if you're a small business or a large corporation, 80% of your business is automated. So if 80% of your business processes are automated, you're talking about cyber. So cyber being technology, cybersecurity is the security of the technology and, the focus being on your business processes.
which is, again, critically important to every business. And, you know, that has a lot to do, for example, in the government contracting side of the world, where you have got to show the government, if you want to become a contractor or a sub to a prime in the DoD contracting space, you have to have a lot of things in place that demonstrate that you are protecting the integrity of the data that you're gathering on your clients. And you even have to do that daily in your regular business. Aiktha, agree?
I absolutely agree. You were talking earlier about the DNA of your business. We always say that cybersecurity is like drinking water so that you can live, you can be alive. Cybersecurity is that essential, and it's really being integrated through our programming and everything we talk about. For the one-man shop graphics artists working at home to those in government contracting, there's a lot to that need to stay in compliance with, and it's for the betterment of your own business and the customers that you serve as well.
If you're just joining us, you're listening to the Extra Business Edition. This is the monthly SBDC live edition of the Extra Business Edition. Our guest today, Dr. Sean Murray, Chief Operating Officer at Information Systems Security Association and leads Pikes Peak SBDC's cyber training for small business owners. Megan Lytle, a highly successful small business owner who, when we first met her, was just getting her start, and how excited to see how she has grown by, in part, taking some extensive measures to ensure cybersecurity for both her business and her customers. So an object lesson there in how to do that the right way. Aiktha, coming up in the next segment, we're going to talk about realities, predators, what the SBDC provides to address the reality of predators, and other reliable services from respected consultants that help in the cybersecurity area. Aiktha Markulier and I are co-hosting today, as we will once a month for SBDC Live here on the Extra Business Edition. All of you, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be back in a couple of minutes after these messages. Good morning. Happy Friday. Welcome back. I'm Ted Robertson, co-hosting today with Aiktha Markulier, the Executive Director of the Pikes Peak Small Business Development Center. This is our first installment of the SBDC Live edition of the Extra Business Edition, and it's only here on KRDO News Radio, a partnership we've enjoyed and one we look forward to keeping for a long, long time. Aiktha, let's sort of set the stage for this segment, because we're going to focus on Dr. Murray, his expertise and his offerings and his guidance. Starting with a certain reality, Aiktha, small businesses have limited resources when it comes to things like cybersecurity.
Yeah, small businesses are always up against resources and financial know-how, or even know-how when it comes to cybersecurity. It can be a complicated topic, but the good thing is we have the opportunity through the SBDC to provide free resources and support and top-notch subject matter experts like Dr. Murray with Murray Security Services that can help businesses understand, you know, what are the risks that they have? What are the gaps that we can help with, that, you know, that they need to fill and take care of? So Dr. Murray is our lead on assisting us with risk assessments, low-cost, free solutions that businesses can implement. And so that's why we have Dr. Murray here today. So in this next segment, you know, it would be great to focus on the expertise mm-hmm. that is available to the business community, and we can start with Sean for that.
We can. I want to hit on this one point, and then let's turn it over to you and Sean, because this one riles me. I don't like dishonest people. I don't like predators who go to these small businesses and fill their heads full of all kinds of stuff about this cyber insurance policy I'm going to sell you, and the devil's in the details. In other words, there are so many, generally there are so many exceptions and exemptions that if you're a business owner and you buy a policy for $20 a month, and believe me, there are people out there in this city selling those, saying you have $100,000 coverage. Well, you know, I'm sure Dr. Murray can validate this, but per occurrence, in a lot of instances, if you have a data breach, you're looking at $12,000, $25,000 per occurrence And if you're a mom and pop, you're done after four or five occurrences. And that insurance policy isn't going to cover that. It isn't going to happen. And I think it's important to shine a little extra light there so that business owners listening can beware that that is a serious problem. So with that, Aktha, let's turn it over to you and Dr. Murray and talk a little bit about those risks that face small businesses and what you, in partnership with Dr. Murray, provide in the way of getting them ready and informed.
All right, so I'll jump in here. Thanks again, Ted, for having me. And, you know, you kind of hit on a sensitive topic, especially when it comes to the insurance policies. You know, when cyber insurance first came out, in less than the past 10 years, the insurance companies actually looked at this as, wow, free money. What's cyber security insurance? And so, you know, they started underwriting policies. And then organizations started making claims. Back to your point, large breaches can cost significant amount of money, both in fines and cleanup costs. Also, notification under some state laws, you're required to pay for credit monitoring. In Colorado, if you breach someone's PII, it's 1 year of credit monitoring. Well, what if that's a 500 people or 1,000 people? Again, if you don't have the insurance, you know, that's going to put you out of business, but it's still a requirement. Well, insurance policies, the underwriters started having these claims of exorbitant amount of money that they were starting to have to pay out. And so they had to start looking at rewriting these policies. And so now they have requirements. Like you said, the devil's in the details. Now an insurance company is going to require that you're doing your due diligence. Do you have a sound cybersecurity program in your business? Do you do patches? Do you patch vulnerabilities on your computers and on your servers and on your systems? If you're not doing that and then you have a breach, that's a due diligence clause that they're going to use to not have to pay out based on, you know, whatever the breach was. It's a lot more complicated than that, more time that we have to discuss it during this program, but that's just one aspect of it. Again, going back to 80% of your business processes, I don't care if you're in the restaurant business, if you're in banking, or if you're a larger manufacturing type organization, you've got to take a look at how your critical processes are conducted by you and your employees every single day. And so many times we look at the systems, the automation, the computers, the phones, everything that we're using to conduct our day-to-day tasks. There's risk associated with the way that we perform those tasks. And the number one most significant risk is the human, either accidentally or intentionally. Is somebody trying to steal your information or your data that is part of your staff or maybe a vendor or a consultant? In many instances, it's going to be the uneducated employee. Do we do information cybersecurity awareness training? Do we train people on how to do things appropriately? Like, hey, let's lock our computer screen when we walk away from it. Let's make sure that we're not clicking on email links and emails that introduce malware or other types of risks or threats into our environment. So the next thing we look at is the configuration of our systems. Do we use passwords? Do we lock our screens? Do we have firewalls? Do we have antivirus installed on our computer systems? And then we update the antivirus definitions. All of these things need to be considered as far as, you know, securing your organization. Then we get into physical security, the actual security of your facility. How easy is it for somebody to get in? Are you in shared facilities? Do you share the facilities with other businesses? So other people can possibly maybe tailgate into an area where you might not want them to. So all of these come into play for a small business.
Sean, this is Aktha. When we talk cybersecurity and we talk about these four areas, you know, insurance risk, configuration, physical security, many times, and hopefully not right now, small businesses will shut down, right? And we're going to talk to Megan Lytle later in a little bit about why we shouldn't, as a small business, shut down on this. How easy is it, Sean, to help the human factor when it comes to business. I mean, there's a quick five-step thing that businesses can do to protect their security just based on what we teach our employees, correct?
That's correct.
It doesn't have to be scary.
No, it's actually very simple. And so the animosity that most business owners have that don't understand the technology aspect is because you're more prone to be, there's a lot of risk in that of which you don't know. And then if you don't know what the approach is, but training and awareness is the most significant investment that we can make. And there are so many free resources that are out there for organizations to be able to provide education and awareness. That's not overwhelming. It's at the basic level to basically let the employees know what risk that they can introduce to the organization. And at the end of the day, it's all about risk.
Dr. Murray and Aiksa, with our apologies, we've got to go to a quick break. Let's pick up where we left off right from there, and then we'll have a conversation with Megan Lytle as well. We're going to get this break out of the way. News, traffic, weather up next. I'm Ted Robertson. You're listening to a special edition of the Extra Business Edition, our monthly visit with the SBDC. We're calling this SBDC Live because that's what it will be. Lots of information and resources. Our guest today, Megan Lytle, a small business owner of Lytle Electric, and Dr. Sean Murray, a recognized authority in the area of cyber security and the lead consultant for the SBDC in this area. We will be back in just a couple of minutes. Welcome back to the SBDC Live edition of the Extra Business Edition, a monthly that we're doing in partnership with the SBDC. And I'll be working with Aiksa as her co-host, Aiksa Markoulier, the Executive Director of the Small Business Development Center, a partnership we have very much enjoyed and look forward to having for a long, long time. Our guest today, Dr. Sean Murray, and Megan Lytle. Megan, a small business owner of Lytle Electric, and we're going to talk with Megan here shortly. We want to go back to Dr. Murray and to Aiksa, and what we want to talk about is the offerings, since we've discussed what the risks are and what they look like and how impactful cybersecurity breaches and not protecting yourself as a business owner can be. And we want to talk about the resources that the SBDC offers through Aiksa and Dr. Murray that are no charge to businesses. We also want to talk about something very special. You can actually earn a badge if you are able to demonstrate that you are aware and you are putting into practice good management of your data and keeping a good program of cybersecurity in place. Aiksa, you and Sean want to share a little bit about the programs and resources that you offer at no charge to small businesses?
I would love to do that. The SBDC Colorado Network, you know, we're in a network of 15 offices statewide, but nationwide, our SBDC office is also part of a national cybersecurity interest group. And as part of that group and as part of the program, the expertise we have here locally, we are able to provide our small business community free one-on-one consulting in this area of cyber, which could be very expensive if you go elsewhere. Free, advice on low-cost solutions, free workshops, education, and we just finished up the Cybersecurity Summit, which was a day long of all sorts of fantastic information. One of the things that we piloted in the past few years is a class called the Cybersecurity Awareness and Implementation Series under our Cyber CYA program, or Cover Your Assets program, a little fun with words there. That program is an 8-week series that goes everything from that helps with the risk assessment of a business. Sean talked about infrastructure, environmental threats, internal threats. We go through all of that. And then throughout the 8 weeks, we help the business understand how to fix those issues in layman's terms. And that's what we do. We break it down so that everyone can understand the cybersecurity terms that are out there that may not make sense throughout this program. The BBB badge is a partnership with our good friends at the Better Business Bureau of Southern Colorado. We like to pilot a lot of things for the first time together. And we're going to be talking to Megan about how much work it was to get that badge. I mean, it is a very big win to earn that badge because it does take work And it does take it takes time because you have to continually support your cybersecurity and IT infrastructure. Dr. Sean Murray, I wanted to go to you next because as a lead consultant, you also work with several experts on our team and you bring other expertise to the table when we need it. Can you talk about why our program is so important and the different levels of expertise we can bring to the table? And why the cyber implementation awareness program has been so successful?
Sure, and this is a great conversation. Aqua just described our CYA program, which is an 8-week a progression for small businesses. They have to apply for this program and they spend 8 weeks investing in their business, looking at it from a different perspective. And why is this important? At the end of it, all those things that you didn't know, you now know, and it's not as bad as you thought it was. And so now you're investing in making things better. And this partnership with the BBB, if you're a member of the Better Business Bureau, now you get this badge of awareness that allows your potential customers to see that you invest in cybersecurity. Our team of cybersecurity experts covers various industries like hospitality, retail, banking. We're a very large defense contractor base. So we have small and large businesses in Colorado Springs that have a lot of unique cyber requirements. And so the free resources that we have in our cyber program is accommodated by the level of expertise of our team. So we have many cyber consultants that can provide feedback and participate in assessments and understanding what it is that makes your business run, take a look at those things that are the most important to you, and then provide you with various resources or provide you with the ability to take a look at resources. And why is this important? Because if you're a small business and you don't know what you need to invest in and what to look at, and you need to go out and try and find these services, there's a lot of organizations out there that are trying to scam you. There's a lot of organizations that want to charge you a gazillion dollars to enhance your cybersecurity posture that you may only need to invest a few hundred dollars. The idea is at the SBDC, you have trusted resources with trusted, experienced, credentialed cybersecurity experts, and you're not paying for that in many instances. The idea here is it's a trusted relationship with a community resource, and our folks at the SBDC will help you get there.
Ekta?
Thank you, Sean. Yep. Thank you, Sean. I think thank you for that. I couldn't have said it better. You're such a great advocate for our program, but we have been around, for 35-ish years, and we are trusted, and we've been around, and the reason why we're here is to provide that extra support and free service and also guidance. We talked about insurance earlier. It's starting to button up, but it's still a little bit of the wild, wild west. It's hard to pick that cybersecurity expert or IT expert to put in the infrastructure you need. It's really nice if you can find both in one, IT and cyber. But, we can help guide you to know what to ask for. And that's really important because a lot of the questions we get is, I don't even know where to start with this. And we can get you to the point where you know where to ask for it. And I think that's, Ted, a great segue into Megan, because when she started all this, she didn't know what to ask for. And now I can't even believe, I think she should get her cybersecurity certification. She is that knowledgeable.
That's a great place to... This is a great place for us to get this next break out of the way. So, Megan, wonderful Megan, please stand by. When we come back, the next segment will be all about you. And of course, we'll be talking with Aiktha, with our special thanks to Dr. Sean Murray for being here with us today and lending all of the expertise and depth of knowledge that he has in the interest of protecting you and your business and, of course, keeping your clients secure, information secure and safe, and in turn, keeping your business intact. You don't want to get in trouble. I'm Ted Robertson. You're listening to SBDC Live, our monthly visit with the SBDC here on the Extra Business Edition. A couple of quick commercials to get out of the way. We'll come back and we'll talk to Megan Lytle and Aiktha Markoolier. And welcome back to the SBDC live edition of the Extra Business Edition, our monthly visit with the SBDC. In particular, I am privileged to co-host with Aiktha Markoolyer, the executive director of the Pikes Peak Small Business Development Center, a deep, rich resource and lots to talk about every month. And when we get together, I'm looking forward to these conversations. Today, we're talking with Dr. Sean Murray, Chief Operating Officer at Information Systems Security Association and the SBDC's lead cyber trainer for small business owners. Just shared information about free resources, and prior to that, a lot about the risks. We are posting this as a podcast every month, so you'll be able to go back and revisit and get information in the podcast post itself about all the information and resources we're offering. Our next conversation, and in our final segment today, somebody with an extraordinary story, somebody we met here at KRDO about a year ago, Megan Lytle, who is the owner of Lytle Electric. And when we met her, she was just going through the process of vetting for becoming a contender of the BBB's Excellence in Customer Service Award, and shared with us back then that that was a transformative process. And look what it has done for her, her mindset, and then her business. Now, in keeping with the theme of this being National Cybersecurity Awareness Month, she's a prime example of a business who has followed those rules and done those things all in the right way. Aiktha, you want to take it from here? You want to introduce Megan again and kind of go through what you guys want to talk about?
Yes, I would love to do that. So a year ago, when we talked with Megan, she was already well on her way to she you know, getting the badge and had a lot of knowledge. But a year before that, she was just a wee little baby in the world of cyber tech. and since then, you know, the story has really developed. So Megan, welcome to the show. We are so excited to have you here today.
Well, thank you for having me. And I do have to say that part of that Excellence in Customer Service Award application, where I write my plan with customer service, my cyber plan was included in that because it is part of our customer service.
So when you started this whole process, Megan, tell us from 1 to 10, what was your knowledge of cybersecurity?
My knowledge of cybersecurity, as being a millennial, it was a little bit higher. So I was probably at, compared to where it is now, I would say a 3. I would have thought it was at a 7 or an 8 at the beginning if you had told me. Now, it's probably now at a 7 or 8, but on a completely different scale.
So that's really interesting you say it like that. So, because, you know, you think you know a little bit more because, you know, you're a millennial, you're of the age that, you know, technology is a part of who you are, right? And what you do every day wasn't something you have to adopt and learn. But going through the program and the process and the education, where did, how was that reset? And what, you know, what was that light that said, oh, I need to start working on this?
Well, we were sitting there because you were taking the class with me, and it's Dr. Murray of saying, you know, these are the things that you need to be doing. And you look at it and you're like, I kind of was doing those things, but not right. I was using consumer products. I was not using products made for business. The reason that they're there is because they have extra security measures in there for businesses versus consumer products.
Mm-hmm. So what are some of the easy things, because the purpose of this is to tell a story so that others can learn from you and, you know, make some quick changes in their business to move it forward. What are some easy things you've learned that have helped your business become more cybersecure?
A big thing is we have password policies. We do complicated passwords that have password. We do use like password keepers that generate complicated passwords. So changing your passwords is something that you can do today to protect your business.
Thank you so much. We have a couple of minutes left. The next thing I want to talk about is this BBB badge of awareness. You know that going through the program made you eligible to get that badge. Why is that badge so important, and what have you had to do to maintain that badge of awareness to show your customers that you are doing the right things to stay cybersecure?
We've gone and said that we want to protect our customers' data. We went through the program and we assessed where we were, what we could do to change it, and where we want to be. a lot of it is getting more secure networks that only run for our business, that we have secure payment processes for our customers so that we can accept credit cards and work on PCI DSS compliance. And we work on sending with secure email. Encrypted email is very important these days to make sure that our customers' and our employees' information is safe when we're communicating with other businesses and entities. Mm-hmm.
All right, Aiktha and Megan, I am so sorry. We're not winning against the clock today. So I think we need to pick this up and share more about Megan's stories, and we'll find a way to do that. Aiktha, congratulations. Nicely done today. I'm looking forward to working with you again in about a month from now. Megan, thanks so much for being with us and sharing the part of your story that we could get to our listeners. But believe me, we'll come back and we will do more. Dr. Murray, thank you as well. I'm Ted Roberts. Our guest today, Dr. Sean Murray, COO of Information Systems Security Association, lead SBDC cyber training or trainer for small business owner Megan Lytle, a highly successful small business owner, Lytle Electric, and Aiktha Markoulier, executive director of the SBDC. And I am privileged to co-host with her. We'll be back in about a month. In the meantime, the Extra Business Edition will be back next Friday at 9, live right here on KRDO News Radio.
You've been listening to the Extra Business Edition podcast with Ted Robertson. The Extra Business Edition is a production of the KRDO Network and airs live Friday mornings at 9 on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, 92.5 FM, and KRDO.com. Listen on demand at KRDO.com under the radio tab. Click on podcasts.